You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance when you call that number. It comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And of course, we're celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We're not going to have a lot. We're not going to have any time to do anything today other than celebrate. And I think there's a theme to today's celebrations. It might be, the theme of the day might be, in a lot of parts of the state, a lot of the parts of the country, the kids are going back to school. So let's take a look. National Dollar Day. You know, I'm going to just throw this out there because I used to be, many, many years ago, I used to be in the import-export business. And, you know, you used to be able to get a lot of really good stuff for back to school at the dollar stores. Now, I'm just throwing that out there because I used to sell it to them. So I do have a bias in there. But, you know, dollar days, dollars, the schools, yeah, they got it going on. Let's see what else we've got going on. Whataburger Day. I'm not sure if you need a Whataburger to go back to school. But after the end of the school day, might be fun to take the little ones for a frozen custard because today's National Frozen Custard Day. I'm not even sure where you get frozen custard. It used to be a place on Balboa Island that I could go, or Balboa Peninsula, not on the island. But I could go get custard. But, you know, I don't know if it's still there or not. I don't think that the zucchini being today is sneak zucchini into your neighbor's porch day. I don't think that's got anything to do with the kids. I don't think the kids are going to be very happy there. It is National Happiness Day. So now there is no truth. Don't go there. There's no truth to today's National Happiness Day because today's also National CBD Day. I'm not going to say that they're tied together, but maybe they're tied together. Pickleball Day. Have you gotten into pickleball at all? Josh, you into pickleball? No, he's not a pick. Well, he's too young. I mean, you know, I think pickleball's for old guys like me. They can, you know, Josh, you can probably still play tennis. Not in Vegas. It's probably too darn hot there to play tennis right now. But pickleball for old people. Yeah, we better move right along and let's see what's going on. Do we want to see what's going on in the markets today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 332 points. The S&P 500 down 44. NASDAQ down 190. Oil down 49 cents a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury down 7.75 basis points, 4.014. Clean sweep. Everything is down. Why? Well, a lot of it has to do with China. Yeah, a lot of the Asian countries, including China, they're... economies are not doing real well. Now, we are watching in the U.S. because, you know, here's another one of those problems that I see with our Federal Reserve.
Such an idiot.
Yeah, they are idiots. So here's a big issue that's going on with the Fed. They're run by a bunch of lawyers. They're most of the people that are involved in the Fed, you know, they've never had a real job. They've never signed the front of a paycheck. Lawyers and a few economists. Now, what is the job of a lawyer? To look for problems or potential problems. So when we look at the Federal Reserve being led by a bunch of lawyers, what are they going to do? They're going to bring their training into the job with them. And I'm just going to throw it out there that maybe they're not too good in the world of forecasting. Maybe we need to get somebody that does a little forecasting. And yes, there are a few of them that are at the Federal Reserve that are basically saying, you know something, we're going to start looking and we're going to start screaming a little bit louder on the forecasting side. Also looking, and I'm not sure I like this one. Think about this one. Morgan Stanley lifts their forecast on Ozempic and Wegovy, weight loss drugs. Now, I know that when it comes to weight loss, obviously I've tried them all. And, you know, it's hard getting them to work. But the bottom line is when you start looking at these weight loss drugs, big, big business. But now, because of the expense of these drugs, a lot of the insurance companies are saying, you know something? We're not going to pay for them after January 1st. We're going to be much stricter on them if they've got a weight loss application. Some of the businesses are saying, you know something? We're not going to keep paying for health insurance and watch our health insurance premiums rise at the business level for some of these drugs. So interesting seeing what's going on there. Also watching, J.P. Morgan says to avoid withdrawing too much from your retirement accounts. Well, people have to live right now. And unfortunately, people are having, you know, their dollars don't go as far under Bidenomics. Gas prices up, food prices up, electricity, utility prices up. Well, if you got that and you choose between, okay, am I going to put money away or am I going to be able to continue just taking a minimal amount of out of my retirement account and not eat, not pay for the roof over my head, or cut down on retirement plans or increase my deductions, folks are having to make choices. We've gone over $1 trillion in credit card debt now. We have the highest levels ever in credit card debt. People have to figure out where that money is coming from, and it is a tough, tough scenario. So they're just making choices. Dave, the only problem I see with your thought right there, so Dave says America needs to impeach Joe and Jill Biden now. The issue becomes in that scenario, do we really want Kamala Harris? I don't know about that one. So you go from the frying pan to the fire. And, you know, even in her own party, they didn't want her, obviously, because look what happened in the primaries. Not getting political, but just throwing that out. Nate, make your own custard. General custard. I don't know about that one either. I'm not that great at cooking. I've mastered now boiling water. Because my wife bought an electric teapot, I can push the button in it, and as long as there's water in there, it boils. I'm just throwing that out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I got a great broadcast lined up for you today. There's only half the inventory of a normal housing market. We'll talk about it. How do student loans affect your credit score? We're going to talk about it. What are discount points? We're going to talk about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Ron Siegel Radio.
Your home and mortgage. Connection. Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, RSRNoDebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments? Paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at RonSiegelRadio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. Make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, I'm going to tell you about it. So if I can get my board here to work properly, it's not being very cooperative with me this morning. So RSRMarketMinute.com, RSRMarketMinute.com. If you have an interest in getting our report first thing every morning, we try and get it out early. What's going on in the mortgage world? We're constantly updating that. Every day we put that out, RSRMarketMinute.com. And of course, it's free to you. But every day at this time, OBMMI, they provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual locked rates with consumers across 42% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. OBMMI includes a lot of pricing data, but they do not tell us APR. They do not tell us points paid. They do not tell us points received. They're just giving us the locked rate yesterday, 30-year conforming loans, 6.97, down a little bit. 30-year jumbo loans, 7.142. That was down a bit. 30-year FHA loans, 6.848. That was up a bit. 30-year USDA loans, generally for the rural areas, no down payment, 6.891. And the best loan on the market, that would be the 30-year VA loan, 6.687, down just a little bit. And we like seeing those down whenever, well, I like them down as much as possible just because I am a fan of our veterans, love whatever we can do to help the veterans. And that, again, is the best loan on the market. Now, what we want to do today, though, is take a look at what's going on now. Because now that we've gotten into what, you know, is going on yesterday, let's take a look and see. We've got the 10-year Treasury down 7 basis points, 4.02. The S&P 500 is down 50 points. The mortgage-backed securities are up 6. Why? Well, I told you a little earlier, it had to do with lawyers. Yeah, the lawyers are out there, and that's who's running the Federal Reserve. Got a few economists. Maybe they can. Here's the issue. The lawyers look backwards. The economists, their job is to examine what's going on today, look at history, and try and forecast the future. Well, that's not quite the same as what the lawyers do. So stocks lower, giving back most of yesterday's gains. Mortgage bonds moving higher on comments from Philly Fed President Patrick Harker and lower inflation expectations from the ECB. Philly Fed President Patrick Harper spoke this morning and suggested that the Fed could now be patient and not hike in September. He doesn't expect rate cuts anytime soon and thinks the Fed should hold at the current Fed funds rate for quite some time. He also believes the U.S. will avoid a recession. Yeah, right. And I've got some beachfront property.
You know better than that.
In Corona. Yeah, you know better than that. Harker's comments were in direct contrast to Fed Governor Michelle Bowman, who wants more rate hikes. The difference is Bowman was a lawyer with no financial or economic background, while Harker is a PhD economist. Big difference. Have you ever gone to a doctor and asked them for business advice? Just throw that out there. Also helping bonds were lower inflation expectations from the European Central Bank. They now expect 12-month inflation to be at 3.4%, down from 3.9%, and three-year inflation expectations to be at 2.3%, down from 2.5%. NFIB, that's the Small Business Optimism Index, for July rose to 91.9 from 91.9 from 91, matches the best level since September. Plans to hire rose 2 points, while the number of job openings was unchanged. Of importance was 92% of businesses that are hiring reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. This can explain why we're not seeing initial jobless claims rise. While we saw the improvement in optimism from small businesses, the NFIB used the word dismal and said with small business owners' views about future sales growth and business conditions dismal. Owners want to hire and make money now from solid consumer spending. Inflation has eased slightly on Main Street, but difficulty in hiring remains a top business concern. Moody's just cut the credit rating on a bunch of regional banks. They cited that a lot of pressure is mounting, including assets getting devalued because of raising rates and loans that they hold in the commercial real estate space, which are coming under pressure and being devalued. This will likely cause more of a credit crunch. We're watching all of these things for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, Geneva does have a relatively unique program, a relatively unique product. I love this product. It's called a transitional loan. What is a transitional loan? Well, transitional loan basically means we know that people are worried about finding a new house. So if you're worried about finding a new house, why would you sell your house before you found a new house? Well, the biggest reason is you can't afford both. But maybe you've got a lot of equity. We talked about equity and how much equity people have yesterday, and we may get into that a little bit more later in today's broadcast. But the issue is we're how you deal with that problem. Well, the answer to the how you deal with the problem is simple: the transition loan. What Geneva has come up with is a program where they will pay off your existing loan, your departing property. Then what they're going to do is they're going to write a new loan for your acquisition. And as long as you fit in within the ratios, they're happy. So you're basically using your equity in the departing property to fund your acquisition. And then when you sell your departing property, because you've already owned the acquisition, you've already had time to move, when you sell that departing property, well, now you're in good shape. You don't have to worry, because all you're going to do is pay off that transition loan, get the new loan for the new property, and away you go. Now, is it going to be at the same rate as your old loan? No, because we don't know where rates are at any given time. So the transition loan helps bridge that gap for you. And just a great product that our friends at Geneva Financial have come out with. Solving problems. That's the big issue. Solving the problems that we're facing today. So if you have any questions about that, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You know, and I don't remember to do this all the time, but Josh, we're going to have to put this on my notes or something in here, or we're going to get a big banner. Make sure that if you can, like and subscribe and thumbs up and all those good things on the different platforms that we're on, so that, you know, you know when we're coming out with a new story, as we're going to do right now. And what we're going to do now, we're going to call this Mortgage 101 by RSRMoney.com. Oh, okay, CreditSanitizer.com. We can do either one, Josh, whatever you like. Mortgage 101 brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Mortgage 101. So right now, as general, when people are out looking for new homes or contemplating new homes, what do they go and do? They call and try and do some shopping on loans. What question do they ask most frequently? What's your rate? Now, I've said this many times. The reason people ask what's the rate is, for the most part, they don't do mortgage loans and mortgage shopping on a very frequent basis. So what do they know? They know, let's look at what the rate is. The rate's going to drive the mortgage payment. But since we don't know how much we're borrowing, we don't know how much our down payment is going to be, we're not going to really be able to figure out that mortgage payment. But they look at it and they say, okay, what's the rate? Well, I'm going to give you some guidance here because I've been doing this for decades and a lot of folks miss a key component. First off, if you're shopping, get whatever you're going to get in writing. Now, until you have a property or unless you're doing a refinance, no one's going to lock in a rate until you've either got a property to finance. Now, there are some programs out there that will lock in advance, but you're going to pay extra for it. Just call a spade a spade. But you want to do your shopping on the same day. So if you're going to call our friends at Geneva Financial, and you should, you want to call them today or say call them on Monday and call XYZ Bank on Monday and ABC Bank on Monday and 123 Bank on Monday, all at around the same time. Ask them for a loan estimate. Find out exactly what you're getting. Now, generally that estimate's going to be good for the day, but it's going to give you an idea of what you're dealing with. Now, I will share with you, there are many people, many lenders, that will just strictly lowball you and not give you real good guidance because they figure they're rate shopping and I don't want to waste my time. Well, our philosophy is, and the reason I've been doing this for so long, I've been doing loans for decades, but we've actually been doing the radio show since 2010. You can go to our YouTube channel and see, I think there's about 3,600 videos on there that we've done on loans. So here's the issue. What you want to find out is get a loan estimate, or what we use is actually something that we call a total cost analysis. The total cost analysis is going to show you what the costs are of the loan, because the rate is one thing. So I could say to you, and I'm just throwing a number out there, I could say, well, today's rate is 5%. Well, do I know anything about you? It's like saying, let's go to the doctor, and you go to your doctor and say, doc, I need a prescription. And he says, okay, here it is. But he doesn't know what's bothering you. Is that prescription going to be any good? Well, you can go and get it filled, but maybe it's not going to help the problem. It's not going to solve the problem because you've got the wrong question, or you don't have the right information to make a good decision. So you start shopping the same day, you get a loan estimate or a total cost analysis, and you compare what are all the costs and fees involved. And you could say to the loan officer, okay, I'm thinking about buying a $750,000 house, and I want to put $150,000 down. What would that cost me? Let's just assume that I've got a 750 FICO score. So you could put and we're doing a primary residence, and here's my zip code. Okay, and the zip code has to do with just loan values and what the lending limits are for that area. That's why you put the zip code in there. Now you can actually do some comparisons. Now, a professional loan officer is going to want to take that further. They're not going to give you the information right there. The professional loan officer wants more information. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the professional loan officer and the info that they should be asking you. If they're not, you might want to get a second opinion from our team. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk more. We're going to continue our Mortgage 101. We're going to talk, there's only half the inventory of a normal housing market today. What are discount points? All that and more. Reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio, your home and mortgage connection.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at RonSiegelRadio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Continuing our conversation this morning, the Mortgage 101 today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. So let's continue. So chatting about the professional loan officer. So why do you want to make sure you're talking to a professional loan officer, and how can you tell that you're talking to a professional loan officer? Well, the order taker, the speed demon, they're just going to throw a rate out there, and they're not going to ask you anything else. If they're not asking you several questions to get you to a rate and a strategy, they're really doing you a disservice. So, okay, so you're going to get that loan estimate, and you're going to get either through the loan estimate, the formal loan estimate, or you're going to get a total cost analysis. Why do you want those? Well, you want to see what the fees are that are being charged. Now, on a purchase, if you don't have a purchase contract, and this varies in different areas, I'm going to talk about Southern California right now. For the most part, the seller is going to determine who title and escrow is. So you really can't get a good idea on what those fees are because seller's going to determine it. We can give you an idea, a guesstimate based on generic rates from the big providers. But again, you don't know the exact numbers. But you can look at the top of the estimate or on the total cost analysis, and there's going to be an area that says discount points, or it might just say points. It may not say discount points. And the reason that it may not say discount points is you can actually get points paid to you, or you can get discount points to lower your rate. What do those mean? So points basically are a method of modifying the interest rate. And I'll give you an example. So several years back, I had a very close friend of mine that had a short time horizon on a loan that she was getting. Well, knowing that, we charged above market price on the interest rate so we could pay for her closing costs. It was called a rebate. Made sense because the payment went up about, I think, $30 or $40 a month. I don't remember exactly. We knew she was going to hold the loan for about a year. And the savings, again, save 30 of the savings on the closing costs was about $3,500. So you look at it and say, okay, am I willing to spend $40 a month, $480 a year for the year to save, I think, $3,500 in closing costs? Makes sense. So we got the higher rate. We have other people, especially right now where rates are high, that say, you know something, I want the lowest rate possible. I'm willing to pay those discount points. So they might pay, I've seen anywhere from 1 point up to 9 points to get a low rate. So, and now both of those scenarios are perfect for the situation. So the professional loan officer is going to go through this conversation with you and discuss how long you're planning on keeping the loan. How long you're planning on staying in the property. What are you doing? Are you refinancing to consolidate debt? Because if you're consolidating debt, we know that we're going to want to refinance shortly thereafter. Right now, interest rates, and I forgot what I looked at, what we talked about this morning, but okay, so we're looking at a 30-year conforming rate yesterday, according to OBMMI. I'm not telling you APRs or anything like that, but according to OBMMI, the 30-year conforming rate was 6.97 yesterday. Can we call that 7%? I know, as sure as I'm sitting here and chatting with you, that if interest rates go down to 5%, anybody that's got a 7% loan is going to refinance. Now, will that happen in the next year, 2 years, 3 years? We don't know that exactly. Do you plan on staying in the property short-term or long-term? So what we want to know is, if we're going to pay those discount points, what's going to be the break-even? How much money are we going to save every single month from those points? I've had them as much as $2,300 saved on a $3 million loan. $2,300 per month savings. We just did one in Newport Beach where we showed a savings of about $800 a month. So sometimes you get some significant numbers in there. But what we want to do is divide the cost of it, what those discount points are, divide that by the savings, and that gives us a break even. It's highlighted very plainly on our total cost analysis. If you ever want one, you just give us a call at 800-306-1990 and we'll send that out to you. So you get these discount points and find out what the break even is. And now we are dealing with the professional loan office who's working on a strategy for you. Because I just shared with you two examples. One strategy was get points paid to you. That's called a rebate. The other strategy was paying points to get to its discount points to get a lower interest rate. Both are great strategies. What are you trying to accomplish? We don't want you to get a loan and say, okay, we're a year down the road and we're redoing it and we haven't hit our break-even point. That's why when I chatted with you just a second ago and said, are we doing a cash-out refi for debt consolidation? Our goal there is we're hoping that interest rates are lower sooner rather than later. So we really don't want to pay those discount points. We might even want to look at getting a rebate. So we say, okay, we're going to take a higher interest rate because that way the sooner we can get that refinance and move forward on a lower rate. The cash out refi, the debt consolidation loan, great strategy. But one of the things that it does is there's a cost for doing a cash out refi. There's part of it, the loan level price adjustments. And I'm not going to get into that. I think we've done a video on that in the past on the Mortgage 101 section. But there's a cost for doing that. That's why we want to get this whole thing to you and make sure that you understand the lowest rate is not always your best option. What you need to do is, and we do this in the total cost analysis, we say, okay, here's the rate with the points paid, here's points received, here's par, and let's look at the whole option right there. Bottom line here is get all the information, get the accurate information, and feel free at any time to give our team, if you want, a second opinion. And we'll look at it. We'll say, hey, you got a good deal. Or have you considered this or that or the next thing? All of those things are part of the process. And if you have any questions on this, always, always, always reach out to us. My phone number is all over. You can text us. You can email us. You can message us on any of our social channels. Our team is always watching that. And whatever you do, make sure that you subscribe to our channels as well. And don't miss that as every weeknight, if you're listening to us on ABC Radio, every weeknight at this time, we're on the station right there. And again, not just here in California, our partners at Geneva Financial licensed in, I think, 48 states right now. So make sure you're listening to us. That's Mortgage 101 brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? When we come back, there's only half the inventory of a normal housing market. We'll talk about it. How do student loans affect your credit score? All that and more. Reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments? Paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com. Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva. I'm sorry, being brought to you rsrmoney.com. Easy for me to say. rsrmoney.com. They are a great, great app. Love that app. Why? Because you can monitor your credit, monitor your bank account, asset accounts, the value of your real estate. It's all right there. And if you're thinking about shopping for a new house, well, 97% of the properties across the country are there. Real-time real estate brought to you by RSRMoney.com. There's only half the inventory of a normal housing market today. Wondering if it still makes sense to sell your house right now? Short answer, yes, especially if you consider how few homes there are for sale today. You may have heard inventory is low right now, but you may not fully realize just how low or why that's a perk when you go to sell your house. There's a graph, Calculated Risk, can help you put that into perspective. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, housing inventories did grow slightly week over week, shown in the blue bars. Overall supply is still low, shown in the red bars. Compared to the same week last year, supply is down roughly 10%, and it was already considered low at that time. But if you look further back, you'll see inventory is down even more significantly. To gauge just how far off normal today's inventory is, let's compare right now to 2019, the last normal year in the market. When you compare the same week this year with the matching week in 2019, supply is about 50% lower. That means there are half the homes for sale now than there'd usually be. Key takeaway, we're still nowhere near what's considered a balanced market. There's plenty of demand for your house because there just aren't enough homes to go around. As Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, explains, there's simply not enough homes for sale. The market can easily absorb a doubling of inventory. So if you want to list your house, know that there's only about half the inventory there'd usually be in a normal year. That means your house will be in the spotlight if you sell now, and you may see multiple offers and a fast home sale. Bottom line, With the number of homes for sale roughly half of what there'd usually be in a normal year, you can rest assured there's demand for your house. If you want to sell, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Remember, Geneva's got that transition loan, so that works out really, really well for people. So we always want you to remember that. We talked about that earlier in the broadcast. I don't want to get into that too much right now, but remember, it allows you to buy your new house before you ever sell your old house if you're worried about that. Also, remember, just because you sell your house and you get have, you know, say $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in equity, which is normal right now. We're watching that all the time and seeing about the equity positions people have and how much. Well, that's normal right now. So there's nothing that says just because that's there that you have to spend all of that money for your new house. You don't have to take everything that you get from your departing property. Does not have to go into the new property. Why do I bring that up? Well, the reason I'm sharing that is because we know that a lot of people right now have a lot of debt. They're carrying a lot of debt, more debt than we've seen in a long, long time. So credit card debt, auto debt, student loan debt, unsecured credit debt, all of those things are out there. And you've got all this equity. You've got all this, they call it usable equity. I think there's a different, there's a more formal term for it. But it's all there. So what happens if you find that new house and instead of putting 40% down, you put down 30%? And remember, don't put down whole numbers. Don't go by percentages. There's no value in using a 32% down payment. If you're going to do that, go back to our Mortgage 101 where we talk about discount points and see what happens if you take those two extra percentage points and buy down the rate instead of putting it into the down payment. You get no value in that down payment area. So the bottom line right there is, what do you do with the extra money if you're not putting it all in the down payment? Well, you can buy down your interest rate. It'll save you a lot more over time. But the other thing that you can go ahead and do is you can pay off debt with that money. So be aware that's a big, big issue is you can take some of that equity that you've accumulated, pay off debt. Now you qualify for more house on the other side. You might be able to buy a house that you really want. Maybe it's something that's a little bit more property, or just put it in the bank and add it to your rainy day fund. All that's available to you. So just contemplate again. And I'm going to share this with you over and over again. In fact, Josh, we got to put a big one of those banners that go on there. Strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. You can have a great rate, but if it doesn't match your strategy, you might be spending too much money to get that rate. Or you might have a horrible rate and it matches your strategy, save a lot of money. Strategy beats rate always. So just throw that out there for you. We're going to be talking about that a whole lot. Remember that concept. Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Tomorrow we've got a friend of mine and an expert on student loans coming on the broadcast. Scott Shang will be joining us. And we're going to chat with Scott about student loans and how to minimize your student loan payment and how by doing that, you might be able to have more money to buy the home of your dreams. But what I want to talk about right now is understanding the impact of student loans on your credit score. That is what we're chatting about in the Your Credit Matters segment. When it comes to managing personal finances, understanding how various elements such as student loans affect your credit score is essential. As someone dedicated to helping and educating others on financial matters, I feel it's vital to dive into this complex issue and shed some light on it. Number one, student loans are a common and necessary financial tool for many Americans pursuing higher education. They provide the means to access educational opportunities, but also pose a challenge in terms of personal credit management. Here's a comprehensive look at how student loans might affect your credit score. So, how student loans influence your credit score, credit history, and age of credit. Student loans, when managed well, can positively contribute to your credit history and the age of your credit. Timely payments on student loans will positively reflect on your credit report, but delinquency can hurt it. Payment history. Your payment history contributes to 35% of your FICO score. Making student loan payments on time can improve your score, but missed payments can have detrimental effects. Credit utilization ratio. Unlike revolving credit lines such as credit cards, student loans are installment loans. They do not affect your credit utilization ratio, which is the amount of available credit you're using. Credit mix. Having a variety of credit types, including student loans, can positively impact your credit score by showing lenders that you can manage different kinds of credit responsibly. Number three, deferment and forbearance. It's important to note that deferment and forbearance options on student loans can provide temporary relief from payments without negatively affecting your credit score. However, interest might still accumulate, increasing the total debt. Number four, defaulting on student loans. Defaulting on a student loan can have a severe impact on your credit score. It can stay on your credit report for up to 7 years, making future borrowing more challenging and expensive. Number five, strategies for managing student loans. You got to understand your loan terms. Make sure you know the interest rate, monthly payment amounts, and other vital details. Set up automatic payments. Automating payments can help ensure that you pay on time. Consider refinancing or consolidation. Explore these options to potentially lower interest rates or simplify payments. When we talk about that, we're talking about RSRstudentloanhelp.com, not going to places like SoFi or some of these other private places. Do not ever take your public student loan and make it into a private student loan. It cuts off all of the benefits the federal government are handing out. Bottom line, student loans are a complex but often necessary part of achieving higher education. Managing them responsibly can lead to a positive credit history, while mismanagement can negatively impact your credit. Always seek professional guidance if you're unsure of the best course of action for your unique situation. That is Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? And don't forget, go to RSRstudentloanhelp.com. We're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow. RSRstudentloanhelp.com. And make sure that you register in there and just throw in the five numbers you need to see what your student loans are going to be when you start seeing those payments come back and what they could be if you get registered and decide you want to retain our friends over there at LoanSense. Got a great deal on that for you. $250. They'll do all the paperwork for you, get it all filed. You don't pay until you find out exactly what your student loan payment, your payment savings will be. So RSRstudentloanhelp.com, RSRstudentloanhelp.com. So we've talked about a lot of items today, and we got a lot of backup for the things we've talked about. So let's give you some of these links. And again, if you're missing any of them, the broadcasts are always put on our social channels. We record on all the social channels. If you're listening to us live on ABC AM 1490 KMET, or there's an FM station for them as well, and I never remember it. Should, because right on the screen, what does that say? 98.1, Josh? Is that what that says? 98.1 FM? Okay, so wherever you're watching, you can get these links. So selling your house, RSRHSG, the home seller's guide, RSRHSG.com. Buying your house, RSRHBG.com, RSRHBG.com. If you're unfortunately considering going through divorce, here's an issue. Get the workbook, mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com. And then you might want to talk to Melinda Bravo. She's been a guest on the broadcast, and she's a paralegal that might be able to help you go through that whole workbook. We'll put together a recap for you, and Melinda might have some solutions for you on ways that you can get that divorce without hating each other and get it done the right way. So why is that 3% loan killing you? Well, we've got a whole series on that one as well. RSR3PCTloan.com. RSR3PCTloan.com. And we show you why that 3% loan is killing you. You want more information after you viewed that? Give us a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And certainly don't forget to tune in tomorrow at this time if you want a real in-depth hear or listen to on student loans. Scott Shang will be with us. He is a guru on the student loans. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.